The Victorian who's heading up to Sydney on the weekend hoping to take the big prize is Liam Howley, Virtuous Circle, on the backup from the Australian Cup. Morning, Liam.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. He's obviously done well since his run in the Australian Cup, but you've drawn a little awkwardly. Gate 18, I suppose he gets back in his races, so first thoughts?
First thoughts, couldn't be happier.
Okay.
To be honest. Barrier 2 did us no favours on the weekend. And we just had no luck in the guineas, and certainly no luck on the weekend. He came into it like he'd never gone around. So, looking forward to getting some clean air.
Was that the reason why you've decided to back him up, or was this Derby always there with this program, Australian Cup, a week later into the Australian Derby?
Yeah, it was always the plan. This was sort of our grand final. He had to, I guess, all going well, you'd love to win the Australian Cup, but I wanted to have a good hit out in the 2000 at Flemington. I thought that was just a race that we targeted, and I felt that probably the 2000 at Flemington would be his ideal, but he never got out of second gear, unfortunately. So we push on. He's come out of it, as I say, like he's never gone around, but he's physically ready for it this time round. He's big and strong now, and he certainly showed this morning that he's up and about, and he'll be on the float tonight and head up.
So what did Daniel Moore say about that run? Because I know he was almost eased out of it in the end, but he did look to be tracking up nicely behind them coming to the turn.
Yeah, I think he was. We didn't sort of talk too much after. I think we're both equally as frustrated by it. Mm. So, he was happy with the way he felt, and felt he was just building at the right time, but there was just no room for him. And he sort of got spat out the back pretty quick, but then he picked himself up, and I thought his last 100 was really good, the way he found the line again. I think he's got that versatility in him now, but I'm certainly looking forward to getting a bit of room early in the race where he can balance up and go through his gears naturally. I think when he can sort of coil up, he's like a spring, if he can coil up and really let go late with clean air, I think we'll see the best of him.
After what we saw on Cox Plate Day, you wouldn't be too worried if there was rain that hits this week in Sydney either, would you?
No, not at all. I think I said earlier in the prep, we haven't quite worked out what his best surface is. I think he can perform on anything, but he won first up last prep in the heavy at the Valley. He's shown a bit of a liking to it, so I won't be deterred at all by the weather.
When's he make the trip?
We'll head up tonight.
Okay.
Christian, his strapper and I will make the trip up and stable at Randwick. Brett will come in Thursday morning and have a sit on him, and then, we're ready to go.
Yep, Brett Preble on board. Wish you all the best, Liam. Good luck between now and Saturday.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Liam Howley, the trainer of Virtuous Circle. Bit of confidence there.